Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching?
I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually he was crying in there. You're saying your big group crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were talking to taking no punches.
Down deep in our food production.
Making woman justice like,
let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio Spontaneous Rumor Mill Edition. Even though there's no rumors in this, it's all facts, but it's definitely TMZ. But it fits boxing ever so well. It's like we've been down this road. We've seen this story before with most of our superstar boxers, Mayweather, Oscar De La Hoya, Mike Tyson. The list goes on, and men have been victim to women since Adam and Eve. So we're here to discuss the young Devin Haney and his new relationship with Blac Chyna and 50 Cent's social media blasting of Devin Haney for that. Chop it up back and forth and see if we can't discuss this topic. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And don't forget, you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype and be part of the conversation. Download Skype on both Android or iPhone, absolutely free. Let's head on out to the Garden State, to the Alexander Doomsday Lioness.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and Michigan, most ruthless champion that's ever been. There's no one can stop
on
me.
Him.
Lynch is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from there before. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My deception is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up! BoxingWiz.com.
Yeah, TBV, still in the morning, and we're coming at y'all with this topic, and it's kind of like a reoccurring topic in our boxing history sort of ness, right? And I can't wait to hear the opinions from the millennials and all the new way of thinking and what's going on. Does this kid got it all together? And well, you know what? Let's just get into it when we get into it. I know my man Mike is on with us. Let's get to him.
Yo, absolutely. We back again with another one. Great topic. I know it's about lunchtime over here in the States, and over in the UK, it's probably around time for you guys to be getting off. So whatever you guys doing, let TBV accompany you on your journey.
Definitely. So hit that thumbs up button if you're just joining the stream. While there's a few, it makes it easier. Hit that thumbs up. Turn it from gray to blue. And let's jump right into it, guys. I mean, who wants to take first crack at this? Immediate reactions either. Well, first, let's get your immediate reactions to the news that the young 19-year-old Devin Haney was dating. I don't know what to call her. She's definitely not a celebrity. Blac Chyna.
I definitely go first, man. My first opinion or thought about it, I was just like, wow, she got another one. Like this girl is, I mean, she's beautiful. I mean, she's one of the most pleasing women to look at on IG. But at the same time, we know she has a, let's say, history about
track record.
I mean, we can say that. You know, I don't want it to make it seem like she's a criminal or something like that. Let's just say she has a history of different things going on with men, and the way they play out, it's not always good. But I'm gonna pass it over to Doomsday and to see how he feels or how he thinks about the situation.
The situation is kind of peculiar, right? You got a 19-year-old, all right, with a girl that's about what, like 10 years older than him?
She's my age. She's 30.
Yeah. So it's
black don't crack. She do not look 30. I mean, looking at the side by side of her and Devin Haney, she's like spot on, smooth skin. She's looking good.
No, she's definitely looking good. But I mean, the kid. This is what everyone worries about. Everybody is worrying about, and this is what 50 Cent, the 50 Cent blast was about, is that are you gonna lose focus? You know what I mean? Does her lifestyle maybe not mesh well with what you're trying to accomplish right now?
Well, with the boxer's lifestyle in general, I think the premise of this entire show should be that, like, a fighter should find the right wife. And I think that a prime example, and there's many others, you know, because as I was thinking of this name, a secondary name came to mind, so I'll just spit them both. Tim Bradley's wife, Andre Ward's wife. Someone that's not going to give you headaches. Someone that's going to be, you know, your partner and help you further your career. Not someone that can deter that career. You know, you don't want those Mike Tyson mistakes to happen in the career of Devin Haney. I mean, this kid, without an Olympic medal, writers have used the word phenom. You know, like a young phenom. This guy at 16 was already in Mexico crushing dudes, putting down names and numbers, and having Mayweather and Top Rank trying to sign him.
But to be fair to Devin Haney, we don't know his level of commitment. He could have a Floyd Mayweather-like commitment to where all this outside stuff doesn't really matter. We've seen Floyd when he first came into the boxing world. He was brash. He was young. He was flashy, just like Devin Haney is. So we don't necessarily know that this will mess him up or it might send him down the wrong path, because he could have a level of commitment and dedication to the sport that's unrivaled or unmatched that we've only seen from the likes of Floyd Mayweather.
Now, you're absolutely right, and I'll play devil's advocate to the entire story and to 50 Cent, which we haven't given his part. And I'll say, so many times on this particular show, we ask our fighters to mesh with celebrities, to go to baseball games and basketball games and be seen and get on TMZ to be put in front of the casual fan. So as the phrase goes, all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, bad publicity is still good publicity. And you know what? There is two ways to look at this thing, right? You know what I mean? He is attaching himself to somebody who's really, really high in numbers in the social media section. You know what I mean? She has a lot of following. She's been with the Kardashians. I mean, there's a lot of attention that China can bring to Devin Haney.
And let's be clear, for those that are thinking, I guess, you know, with a mindset of the past, this woman has her own money. I mean, just in child support alone, she's raking up.
She got bread.
She's got a child with Tiger and a child with Rob Kardashian. Tiger is a pretty known artist. I don't know how well he's doing, but I won't say he's doing bad. And obviously,
she also launched her own beauty line and beauty salons in 2014.
There you go. So outside of getting them checks, she's getting them checks.
But one thing that Blac Chyna can offer Devin Haney is the female demographic. The reason I say that is because she has a large female following on IG and Snapchat. And Devin Haney, I mean, pause, he's not a bad guy to look at if you were a female. So maybe if Blac Chyna and him don't work out, or they do work out, the female following that he can get from her would be helpful in his career.
Now, let's play devil's advocate again. Why didn't it work well for Jay Leon Love? And what's this mean? I seen that Jump Tube in the chat says maybe Devin is smarter than everybody else and he's actually doing this for publicity. Because, again, I would hope that it's for publicity. I mean, I don't know if I guess that's a came out wrong, because I'm just saying he trains in a TMT gym. He sees Jay Leon Love on a regular, and now he's dating, or let's be clear, he's fucking his ex-girl. Like, come on.
Was Jay Leon Love ever had this kind of hype that David Henny has? Was he ever considered
well,
by like
the, once upon the a time? Rock? Well, he's never been labeled as a phenom, but once upon a time when Jay Leon Love was signed exclusively to Lou DiBella, fighting here in New York City and undefeated before he signed to Floyd, yeah, because he had a promoter, and like Eddie likes to say, his career was being guided. When he went to Floyd, he got put in tough like most Floyd fighters, and it didn't work out.
Has Jay Leon Love been on the Breakfast Club? Because Devin Haney was on there when he was 17 years old.
I'm not sure, but the connection to Mayweather, you know, it can get you in certain places.
And also, he's been on Sway in the morning. So, I mean, David Haney is like big in his own right, you know. I mean, he's just not like one of these boxers that we don't know that's like coming on the scene. Like, we've been knowing about David Haney for a while now.
I would say the hardcores, maybe. I don't know if everyone has been knowing about Devin Haney. Like, his story isn't really out there, you know? Like, he just had his first fight on a major network on Showbox versus Mason Menard. And before that, like I said, he built his career in Mexico because he was under the age of 16, 17. He's only 19 now. He has had hype, but I think that's only reached the hardcores, like the people that read the you know, the articles and you know, that visit the websites. Because
I mean, from the hip hop community, I mean, we see Devin Haney on the Breakfast Club, on Sway Universe, and we see him putting on shows down in Atlanta. So we see that he has some kind of connection.
Yeah, some kind of machine pushing him out there. You know?
Well, I'm not going to say he put on a show in Atlanta. That was a Vander Holyfield promotion, if I'm not mistaken. But before we go back and forth, let's just give some more information. Obviously, Blac Chyna is dating another, and this is all TMZ. I'm reading word for word TMZ's article, dating another teenage pro boxer, Devin Haney, and has been banging him for a good while, which might be a surprise to YBN Almighty J, which is obviously another celebrity that we do not know.
He's a rapper, and that's what I brought up earlier in the group chat. I mean, she was with him, but they just like broke up like a couple of weeks ago.
Who the fuck is that guy?
I've never heard a song of that guy.
Me either, man. But these SoundCloud rappers, man, got a following, and you know how.
They got a lot of SoundCloud rappers, bro. Got a lot of followers. It's crazy. It's a whole bunch of them.
So check the story. Sources close to the 19-year-old athlete tell us he first hooked up with Chyna 2 or 3 months ago, hitting her up on IG after learning they had the same lawyer. We're told Chyna was into him and started seeing him regularly soon after. Chyna isn't dating Devin for any type of clout, as many have speculated online after she tagged him in a photo and said, "Hi, babe," on IG. On the contrary, we're told Blac Chyna simply likes this dude. He's successful, mature for his age, and ain't bad looking either. As for the messy timeline on how long Chyna's been dating with Devin, it's clear she was seeing him while dating her ex Jay, while he himself was pursuing different women and allegedly knocking up at least one link to Blac Chyna. The pair officially broke up last month. All's fair in love and DM sliding. Yo, TMZ is funny as fuck.
They sliding the DMs, B.
So let's take this a whole nother way, okay? Listen, just follow me real quick.
Let's spin it.
Yeah, just follow me real quick. Blac Chyna is associated with one of the most popular families in social media or on cable TV entertainment, period. The Kardashians, right? And if Blac Chyna is able to get her own show, her own little spinoff on E, which they have been talking about, this can be very beneficial for the career of Devin Haney. A lot more eyeballs on him
if he chooses to be public with her.
Exactly.
Like, there's a lot of you guys watching, so please hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Plus, it lets me, Mike, and the guys in the production chat know which sort of content you guys prefer. All righty. Really quick from the chat, Jim Jones says, I can't respect no 30-year-old B who dates a 19-year-old boy. I don't know about that, man.
I mean, look, I bet you if you spin it the other way, everybody's going to be okay with it, right?
They will and they won't. Like, if it's an 18-year-old dude, no, I guess, yeah, you're right. Everybody is cool with Devin Haney banging her. But yeah, would it be cool if it was a guy, though? What if it was a guy banging an 18-year-old girl? What if it was a 30-year-old guy banging an 18-year-old girl?
Yeah, wow. So it's like, you know what I mean? Everybody going to have the opinion about that. The fact of the matter, the kid is over 18, and he can do pretty much whatever he wants.
He's mature for his age, according to Black China.
Yeah. Bro, I seen Halle Berry on Swordfish when I was 16, and she could get it right then and there.
Yeah, but that's her.
You saw her in person.
Listen, that's the double standard that we talk about. That's like the unwritten rule. Like, it's as a father, you're cool if your son, not everyone, but you know, most fathers are cool if his son banged Halle Berry, right? But like, not vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
No, Doomy, I didn't see her in person. It's a movie called Swordfish where she showed her breasts.
Oh, you're talking about Halle Berry. My bad. I was off.
Yeah.
That was with John Travolta.
Wasn't there like a quarter mil for each breast she got?
Look at the text in the chat. I'm 21 and I'd still do Alicia Keys. Listen, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, man for woman, it doesn't matter. Like, if you were 17 and you got the fuck Alicia Keys, we would be giving you trophies, bro. Like,
absolutely.
It's different though, backwards. Like, for her, she would be shamed, but for us, we would be like, oh shit, yo, 17-year-old dude got game. Like, you know,
now you said that she dated J. Leon Love, right?
Yeah.
Now do we have any like articles or anything that would like tell us that Black China might have gotten in the way of, you know, his boxing career in any way, shape, or form? Because, you know, the whole topic of this is like, is Devin Haney going to get thrown off his focus train because of this little relationship he got? You know what I mean?
Look, I'm not laughing at that.
I know.
What I will say is this. I guess I am laughing at that because, bro, ain't nothing get in the way of Jay Leon's career besides his chin. And, I'm laughing at the other thing is Jim Jones again in the chat. He said, y'all can't tell me if a 30-year-old.
Can't tell me that if you're 30, it wouldn't fuck you up if your ex started dating a 19-year-old.
But fuck you up how? Fuck you up like your ego, because you know that 19-year-old taking it to places you ain't taking it.
Banging that out.
Yeah. but that after school energy.
To play devil's advocate on the age thing, certain people did look at Hugh Hefner as a guy for having all those younger women at the Playboy Mansion.
But Mike, that's man for woman. It's always okay. That's what I'm saying. As society, it's fucked up. It's a double standard, but we applaud men that can conquer women. But
Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher.
Again, he's the young guy. He's banging the cougar, the banging cougar. Like, Demi is a god to some in her day, you know?
Yeah, now Demi was the shit. I mean.
But I gave you one with the older guy banging the younger girls, too.
What older guy?
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, but you're talking about an icon in that world. Like, come on, you're talking about Hugh. Hugh been.
No, it's different also because for Hugh, it was different. Every woman in the Playboy Mansion was a porn star. It didn't matter if she was 18 and fucking him. She was getting fucked by everybody else on camera.
No, she wasn't getting fucked on camera. They like had like spreads or whatever. I mean, I don't watch. I mean,
so it was always Playboy was always softcore porn anyway. But you always knew like they was never his main. Like, he always had a few bottom hoes in that spot.
He would know better than me. magazines were like a little bit out of my area.
Well, I'm just talking overall. Because remember they had a reality show. You're talking about, I'm not even talking magazine. I'm talking about the reality.
They had a reality show?
Hell yeah. No, they had a reality show and everything. The Playboy Mansion.
They showed you the Playboy Mansion. Yeah. And he had like three girls at one time. Yeah. And one of them would be like the main broad, but she still was a porn star. You feel me? So she had her own room and maybe like three others had to share a room. But like he was fucking everybody. And it was like porno anyway. It's Playboy. It's porno. Whether it's soft porn, whether it's fucking photo shoots, it's fucking porn. So it was condoned. But shit, let an 83-year-old Jew try to fuck an 18-year-old girl now, see what the fuck happened. Shit, he might still get it off. He still might get. We be waiting for him in the finish line with our hands up, like, yeah, Grandpa, you did it.
But
you gotta have some money.
But it's crazy. But the tables obviously turned the other way, right? And going back to what we're talking about is like learning from past history. Other women who have affected great fighters. We're not talking about just your regular, you know, contender. I'm talking about champions. And if we want to go into history, you know what I mean? It gets crazy. A woman can really affect the career in a certain way. So I don't know if you want to talk about maybe some of the greats. I know my man Mike, you know, he went through a lot in his career.
How did I know Doomy was going to bring up Mike Tyson?
Because Mike is my dude, bro. And he went through the fucking, you know, he went through so much, bro.
Talk about it then, Doomy.
And now Mike, you know, Mike, you can compare Mike to Devin in a way, you know. I mean, Mike was a champion at 19, 18 years old. You know what I mean?
See, this is exactly why we're doing this show. Look at from the chat. AJRX says, oh, my God, Haney was going to be the next big thing. Now he's done. Which is 50 Cent's comment, right? We never even got to that. Jesus, we suck.
What?
50 Cent says, and he reposts the picture that we're showing you. Puts it on his Instagram. Let me just refresh this to see where it's at. Because this is hot. This is only an hour ago. Now it has 68,000 likes. This is an hour ago. He reposts the same picture on our thumbnail. And I quote 50 Cent, I'm taking all the good shit I said about this kid back. What the fuck? She too advanced. Shaking my head and shaking my head emoji. China will have this nigga somewhere getting high. Laugh out loud. No good. Nigga, run. Emoji running plus the crowd spoke with the capital letters R-U-N run and a period. Now, here's where it's interesting, and this is why I said, you know what? This might be more news than propaganda. There is no get the strap hashtag. There is no power hashtag. This is really 50 in his feelings about this, because when he's trying to promote, you know, he'll troll someone and promote power, promote get the strap, promote stars. This is straight up a message at Devin Haney as a 50 Cent boxing fan, in my opinion.
Nah, good observation. Good observation.
That's a great observation, because I was about to say the exact same thing. I mean, you see no get the strap. You see no kind of plan. Like, he's.
Actually, he like, what?
Like, bro, like, what are you doing? Like, hey, listen to me. I know about her. I'm in this industry. She ain't the one for you, bro.
That's what
I took from it.
He says, she too advanced. Shaking my head. She too advanced.
But that's kind of like a shot, ain't it, though? She too advanced? Like, what that mean, though? Like, to me, if I was him, I'm like, what you mean she too advanced, bro? I mean...
Yeah, but he also say she'll have him smoking. And I'm assuming smoking, because damn, did he say smoking or did he say drug? Oh, he said high. And I want to hope it's only high off marijuana and not like coke or some shit. Because coke.
I mean, if we want to correlate stories, Lamar Odom was married to Khloe Kardashian and he was smoking crack inside a brothel.
Yes, Steve unfortunately went through that.
Yeah, but I mean, as thick as China is, let's just be real. I mean, I'm a hood dude. I mean, I can't correlate a coke head with her body. I know she has surgery. Let's just be real. I know she got boobs and even ass shots. But, yo, you can't do coke and be that thick. I mean.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all.
I guess you can if you, like, somehow could control it for it to be only social. But, like, cocaine is addictive.
Have you seen
not Khloe? Controllable.
I mean, Khloe Kardashian is like super thick. I'm not saying she was doing coke, but Lamar Odom was.
Shit, and, I don't mean she was doing coke. You speculate.
I'm not saying she was. I mean, that's why I just said I'm not saying she was, but when 50 Cent said he'd probably be out getting high somewhere.
Damn, I mean, it's killing poor Haney. I mean, they took it to his father. Someone look at this message. Haney, and I gotta read it just like this. Haney's father failed his son. No reason why a 19-year-old athlete in his prime should be fucking with a known hoe.
I absolutely do not agree with that, man. His father has put his son in an incredible place to profit for at least 15 years in his boxing career.
Yo, they killing Haney. Look, she got too much game for Devin. See, look, because of a woman, Floyd almost lost to Madonna. And this is the reason we did this show, because you got to choose the right companion in this sport. First time I want to shout out Fat Apples and Sharon Stone in her 60s would get rammed through the bedroom ceiling into the front room.
Shout out to Stone.
I seen earlier he had a comment about Demi Moore too. I'm telling you, it's just some women is classics. It don't matter how old they get to some dudes, B. Oh, man. Okay, look, Moose Lion says she's not on coke. She does Zanny bars, pills, and shit, Ness. Okay. So she's like, millennial. That's right. They're on the pills.
That's that pill shit.
Yeah, they're on the pills.
Man.
It's kind of coming full circles. That was the 70s, right? They started with pills and then eventually turned to cocaine, though, right? Or was it
cocaine? Hey, man, we don't know what she's
We doing. Don't know what the hell's going on in like, those man, circles. Those circles are crazy, man.
That's like Troy. That's like Troy calling in talking about Deontay Wilder. I already signed a contract. I mean, how do you know?
Now, Devin, now look, for the most part, we can still give Devin a little bit of benefit of the doubt, right?
Look, maybe. AJ, I'm sorry, go ahead. Give Devin a benefit.
Give the benefit of the doubt. He's done well enough with him and his team and his dad. And we know his dad knows what he's doing with his son as far as, you know, trying to keep him within his focus. You know what I mean? So it's like, maybe this is just something like a power play. You know what I mean? Where he's like, you know what? I'm smashing and I got this celebrity with me. You know, and Pop's like, you know what? Just don't fuck it up. You know, just don't get out of line. Don't get it. Maybe they know what they're doing. And, you know, at the end of the day, she the one that like him. She, you know, I don't know how it popped off, but. I don't know who pushed up on who.
She DM'd him, right? But from the chat, I got a few. Gamma Ray says he gonna be paying child support forever.
Oh,
AJRX says Haney was on the Breakfast Club talking about girls coming after him and how he knows better. Shaking my head, but I don't get that. Listen, AJRX, maybe he does know better. Maybe he's just fucking her. Like you could just be sleeping with a chick and not get emotionally tied and get sidetracked.
And, you know, she with an athlete. You know what I'm saying? She with an athlete.
I get it, though. Like, being with a girl that is a celebrity makes it a little more difficult because of this. You can't just creep no more. So, I don't know. Maybe AJRX is right either way. But, yeah, man, I'm going to say final thoughts.
If we're looking at it like just like right now, I mean, right now, Blac Chyna can do more for Devin Haney's career than vice versa. Just right now. And if I was Devin Haney, I mean, if you like you have confidence in yourself and you know what you're doing and you feel like you can handle a lady like that, then young brother, go ahead and do your thing. Get mad at you.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I'm leaning more towards, just because, you know, this kid's been so focused for so long. You know, he talks about, you know, great things, and he has a good team behind him. I don't see him getting out of focus. I think that gets better. I think it's benefits in being with her, if you want to look at it that way. But at the end of the day, if he genuinely just wants to smash, then hey, man, just smash. You know what I'm saying?
And he might genuinely just like her.
Yeah, so I ain't hating on this little thing right here. It worries us because we see a future champion, a future Hall of Famer. We see so much talent that we don't want it to go to waste. We don't want nothing getting in the way.
Yo, Rob Carter says, if I was him, I'm leaking a sex tape. Grow your name. Fuck it.
Sex tape always works now, huh?
Not a bad idea.
It didn't work for Broner the way they work like for Ray J and Kim Kardashian and others. Like,
who was Broner with though?
Exactly.
Now, if he was with somebody like Black China, then it may have went a little bit different.
That is true. That is true.
What's your final thoughts, Ness?
Ness can't get enough of the chat right now.
Oh, the chat. You can't talk about boxing and women. The chat is insane right now. My final thoughts are, yo, man, don't go down that path. I'm sure he got game, though. I could see the swag. Like, yo, 19, and what was that, a Ferrari, a Lamborghini?
That was a Lambo, bro.
I can't spell it.
That's swag. And I remember when he was 17, he had a white BMW, the one that Charlo got now. He had that back then. So it's like, yo, he doing his thing, man. Damn, somebody in the chat said, I smell child support. Yo, they brutal. Yeah, man. Final thoughts is I believe in Haney. His skills match his personality. So I'm going to believe that his personality matches his swag and game. You know, he ain't going to fall. I think he's like any other dude on his A game. Like, he just thrashing. Like, he doing what he doing. Like, he ain't wifing her. I see guys in the chat like, yo, she's an expert at pinning holes in the condom. So I get y'all, man. Look, he's just got to be extra careful.
Hey, yo, we don't even know if he ain't wifing it, so let's not even say that.
Nah,
this gonna be a to be continued type of topic.
He ain't wifing. He better not wife.
And his stablemate
has already been in there. Like, his stablemate been parking the car in the garage.
I can tell you one thing, man. He better not slip up. He better not stumble.
He better not stumble.
He better not come out his next fight looking all flat footed. Not focused. Because it's gonna be a lot of shit talk.
Oh man, true. What's his next fight?
Right here, how popular Haney is and how much we think of his career and talent. Floyd Mayweather got a mention. Floyd Mayweather Sr. got a mention that he got someone pregnant, right? Because, you know, the 65-year-old got someone pregnant. He's in a child support.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get a full show, but TMZ reported on that too. You know what I mean? Haney has a future in front of him, so let that be a warning. You know, 50 at least took the time to warn him. I wonder if he pulls it. You know, 50's been getting a little sensitive these days and deleting posts after posting them. So who knows?
And but, that's only what we've seen publicly. I mean, I wonder in his private life who has, like, reached out to him and gave him advice about what's going on.
True. The close ones in the circle probably already in his ear.
Well, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit that notification bell. We've already done 2 shows this morning. You already know we working. Find us on all forms of social media at The Boxing Voice. Peace.